Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So now it's time for you to learn about the magical DC love.
Good morning, Barbara. It's such a pleasure to be here. I had a little bit of a technical malfunction, and I got my computer up and running just a little bit ago. So I don't know if it's me that's magical or the angels, but I'm just blessed to be here. And hi, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. Sometimes I'm called just DC Love, sometimes the real DC Love. Whatever you choose is fine with me. I really feel like I have been on a magical journey, though, because my journey started with cookies flying off of countertops, my cell phone was texting me, Spirit was actually sitting on me to get my attention. I guess I wasn't listening to the little signs that Spirit was giving me. So, of course, I had no other choice but to listen. And this actually propelled me forward onto the path that I find myself on today. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer. I'm an empath, Reiki master and teacher, an ordained minister, dream interpreter, animal communicator, and formerly I was a law enforcement officer. But the really cool thing is some of the education that I received, it wasn't received in a conventional manner. I actually traveled to heaven. I've been there a few times. At times, I was there visiting loved ones, but other times, I attended schools of higher learning, and this really helps me to see things from a heavenly vantage point. This is also where my channeling began, where I first connected with Jesus and Mother Mary and discovered higher levels of consciousness and healing on a soul's level. It was sudden. It was unexpected. And it actually changed the course of my life forever. I discovered I have a strong connection with Spirit. And since that time, I've never looked back. I continue to serve and protect, but I hung up my 357. And now I offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, as well as my in-spirit dog, Ginger. And I can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I first connected while she was in a coma. She threatened me at that time, and we've been together ever since. It really did take quite a while to realize the connection that I have with Joan is truly divine. Joan has left the door open for those on the other side, and they've been walking through it ever since. My chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source, as well as the ability to relate and work with clients worldwide and from all walks of life. I'm just so happy to be here and to share my abilities on radio with even a wider audience and bring my unique brand of divine messages and healing to people at regular intervals. But my purpose is just to help people and to help them in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, and activated Barbara Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing practitioner, a conscious channel, an energy healer, a speaker, and an author. And what I'm here for is to help people find the truth within themselves, to get all of those misguided informations out of them, so that they can start living who they really are, living who they were truly meant to live. You know, we were each given this opportunity to come and be in the physical, and yes, this was an opportunity, not a punishment, and to experience life. And God experiences life through us. So everything that we experience, whether we recognize it or not, is an actual gift, a benefit. And we have the ability to create our lives the way we want them to be. And it takes us a while to realize that and to start to make those changes. And that's what I do. I help people to make those changes, to let go of the old beliefs and the old programming so that they can start creating a life that they can truly love, to be, enjoy. We're supposed to be in love. We're supposed to be in prosperity. We're supposed to be in all of the wonderful things of life that is here for each and every one of us. There is no one that God said, okay, when you get there, you're not allowed to have anything good. So if you find that that's your life, then that's what you are creating. That's not God. So if you want to let go of that, that's when you contact me. And you can learn more about what I do in DC Love by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of the page, and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's Facebook page, so that's one of the ways you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you've been looking for. And now it is time for us to hear the messages for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, Barbara, the first thing that I have, Mother Mary is coming in, and her message is, good morning, beloved ones. I, Mother Mary, come before you today to help you heal with my divine healing presence. I am joined by the beautiful goddess Kuan Yin. She, too, is here to share her energy of compassion and mercy. She has lived on Earth through many lifetimes and is known for bringing miracles. We are here to address your concerns, whether they are physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. We offer a miraculous healing that is filled with unconditional love, regardless of your religious or your spiritual background. Close your eyes. Begin to breathe slowly, taking in a few deep life force breaths. Breathe in this radiant, loving energy. Set an intention to connect with the divine feminine, balancing your male and female energy. On the out-breath, release any tension, any stress, and any dis-ease, as well as any negative energy that has been stored within. You become aware now of all that no longer serves you. All energy that has blocked you in the past fades away. On each in-breath, you feel love and peace replacing these negative energies. A sense of stillness comes over you as you notice your heart center beginning to expand, and it is filling with love, love and divine joy. Beloved, you are enlightened, inspired, and uplifted. All emotional burdens are beginning to be released. You feel a beautiful healing light that penetrates every fiber of your being, and you radiate with God's love and glory. You place your hands on your heart, and you feel your heart overflowing. You breathe in and embrace the love and light that surrounds you. You may feel the energy of Mother Mary and Kuan Yin. They are both holding you in their loving embrace. A beautiful white rose is placed within your heart. And Kuan Yin is helping you to change your frequency of love as she places beautiful rays of pink and green colors within your heart, helping you to have compassion and love for yourself and everyone who witnesses your divine energy. You, beloveds, are now in the frequency of unconditional love, and you will remain there always. You are now able to see every living being through the eyes of divine love. Your heart radiates with love and light so brightly that you now shine on those that are near and those that are far. And as your heart beats, love radiates outward and surrounds everyone with the energy of love. You, beloveds, are a sacred source of divine love that is here right now to heal our beautiful planet. I love you, Mother Mary. And with that being said, we have another beautiful, beautiful energy coming in. I have to see who this is. Oh, we have actually Whitney Houston with us, Barbara.
Oh, wonderful.
And saying, yes, good morning. She's saying, I just want to let you know I love Morning with Jesus. And I also want to say to everyone, I will always love you. And learning to love yourself is the greatest gift of all. I became one of the biggest female superstars in recording history. And my albums, they top the charts. I get so emotional, baby, every time I think of you. And at one time in my life, I can remember I wanted to go and I just wanted to, you know, run away, go to an island and just maybe have a fruit stand doing this all over the world. Can you imagine? I had it all. But I forgot about the gift that God gave me, the voice. I didn't find anything fulfilling. All I was looking for was joy and peace. In one moment, I was a teenager singing for God. And then the next, my life became public to the world. I just wanted to be normal. My adult life had become filled with tours, traveling, and making records. It was too much to live up to. I wanted out. And when I met Bobby at the Soul Train Awards, we had an amazing connection. I was just a Jersey girl who thought I had found the greatest love of all. He allowed me to be me. We dated 3 years before we married, and I felt like we had a fairy tale wedding. Our relationship quickly took a wrong turn. It became a whirlwind. I had a baby in one hand, Bobby in the other, and what started out as love and passion, it ended up being anger, abuse, and sadness. We loved hard. We fought hard. I was standing in his shadow. I was just trying to be his wife, and we ended up showing the world all the wrong parts of our life. I was so determined to prove everyone wrong, and I didn't want to face the fact that I wasn't happy. And as Bobby and Christina got older, she witnessed this abuse. She saw the hateful, the ugly moments. But she was a brave little girl who wanted me to be safe. She was not only my daughter, she was my best friend. I was horrified, angry, and hurt. I knew that this had to end. I took my daughter and I fled. I went out for sugar and I never came back. I asked God to give me one day of strength, just one day. I told my daughter, I'm going to put my trust in God and you're going to put your trust in me. And I said to her, you may not understand this now, but please just trust me. We got on a plane to California to be with friends. I just wanted it all to stop. My mom, Sissy, saw that I was not happy and told me I had to let it go. I was waiting to exhale. My mom reminded me that I always had a fight in me. I put my faith in the Lord, and he never gave up on me. I also felt, I felt the warmth of the people around me, and I had nothing but love. No matter what, you know, they take from me, they couldn't take away my dignity because the greatest love of all is happening to me. I love you all. This is Whitney. And with that being said, I also have Archangel Salafiel coming in today. And she's saying, hello, beloveds. I greet you today with the spirit of divine love. I have come to carry your prayers to heaven. I will lovingly guide and protect you, and as you resonate with my beautiful red aura, wisdom and compassion will permeate your entire being, allowing you to go within and to connect with your deepest thoughts and feelings. If you have any trouble staying focused, call upon me. I will help you to hear God's messages. You may notice a beautiful, warm feeling, and then gradually it just permeates every fiber of your being. And as this warmth spreads, a tingling sensation may soon follow. These are signs of my presence, beloveds, letting you know you are safe, you are supported, and you have the ability to make wise decisions. Know that God is always listening to your prayers, the prayers of your heart. I will help you to recognize and trust in what God is saying. And as you listen, the voice of God will become stronger. Invite me into your dreams and trust the guidance that you are receiving. I will embrace you in my wings as you slumber peacefully, helping you to interpret those dreams. Speak to me of your heart's desires. I am always here. I am ready to listen. I am ready to help. Simply call upon me, and within an instant, I will be with you. Your children, your pets, they're very dear to me as well. I will compassionately come in to aid and help with matters involving them, or maybe you may be in need of healing and encouragement, protection. Are you stressed, fatigued, maybe having physical distractions? Are you in need of overcoming a stubborn challenge? Beloved, I am here. I am here to lovingly support you. I am Archangel Salathiel. And Barbara, those are my messages.
Thank you, DC. Now here is what Jesus wants to say to us right now. Beloved ones, you already know that the greatest power is love. It truly is love. What many of you don't recognize is that the way love works requires that you love everything. And we do mean everything. Even the most horrendous things in your life, even the most horrendous things that have ever happened, when you surround them with love, you change them. So if you feel like your life is overwhelming, that it's not working, that you are never going to get out of whatever it is you want to get out of, we encourage you to start loving it. And you can simply do that by using those wonderful, dear, innate statements. You can find a situation that you find unacceptable. And you would say, dear innate, I release this situation with love. Dear innate, I move beyond this situation with love. Dear innate, I let this go with love. So you can see it's not that you are trying to push something away from you. You are trying to say, this is not me, get it away, don't let it touch me. You are saying that you are making this change in your life with love. And that allows the power of love to assist you in what you are doing. And it also allows you to be filled more and more with peace and love, as you are not fighting against love. You are accepting love. You are allowing love to work for you. And I encourage you to do this with anything and everything in your life. Anything that you've been fighting against, stop fighting it and release it with love. Anything that you've been wanting and you've been praying for and you've been demanding, stop all of that. Open yourself up to receiving it with love. Let the love that is there everywhere, there is no place without love, let that love work for you. Let it help you to change your own life. You have been given every tool that you would ever need to create a life that you can love. And love is one of those tools. Start utilizing it. Start making changes in your life with love. And remember that true love is unconditional. So please, don't put conditions on the love. Just let it be and let it work for you. You truly are loved. You truly are loved. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell us.
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome. Okay, we have come to the part of the show where you can call in. The number is 646-716-8255. 5045. And you can ask questions or get a message just for you and your life and your situation or whatever it is that you are guided to. So we will now go to our callers. And our first caller is 111-111-1111. Let's see if it's our queen. Hello.
It is in greatest rising. For the greatest love of all is happening to me, to you, to we three. Namaste.
Namaste, Queen.
Oh, DC, I tuned in to Magical DC. I tuned in the middle of the meditation. And my intention was, but intentions change, just to listen. Me listen. But anyway, I do listen a lot. And then when you brought Whitney in, I said, yeah, I have to let DC know. And I know her songs, so I knew that the beginning were her songs coming into the flow of the story of her essence. And how beautiful both messages were today. For my spirit, the greatest love of all is happening to me, we three.
Oh, beautiful, Queen. That's awesome. Yeah, as I stated earlier, I had a really crazy start to the day. My computer just went black, and there was nothing there, and I was searching for ways to get it up and running. So I had to connect with support. It took about a half hour. I was like, oh, my goodness, this is Morning with Jesus. I need to, you know, be able to connect with everybody. Goodness. So I'm so blessed that I'm here. I'm up and running. It was just, like, so crazy this morning. And to have all these beautiful angels, like Whitney's an angel, and to have, like, to Mother Mary and Kuan Yin, and it's like, wow. I feel so blessed. And then, the blessings continue because you called in. Wow.
Oh, yes. We are all blessed in the recognizing of the blessing is the blessing for real.
Mm. Yes. Well, what I'm getting for you, Queen, I'm getting in a way, maybe you're not realizing, you're holding on to something from the past. Okay? So I'm not sure what it is. Maybe you don't know on a conscious level, but you are transforming. And to really get to where you need to be, you've got to let go whatever it is that you are holding on to. Because, Queen, you're no longer that caterpillar. You're a magnificent butterfly. Okay? And we have Archangel Azrael stepping forward to be with you. And he's just wrapping his arms around you, filling you with more love, filling you with more compassion. And he's asking you now, Queen, to really let go, to let God, release the past and embrace the new that is waiting for you. And as we know, the way forward is within. For you connect with your own inner wisdom as well as divine guidance. And really to get on to that beautiful divine path that is waiting for you. So this is a time to go within and really to see, what you are wanting, where you are going, and to create that beautiful path, with going within and just visualizing you walking on that magnificent path. And what I'm seeing is yellow bricks, Queen. Follow the yellow brick road. I don't know why, but I'm seeing all these beautiful golden bricks. And you're asked to dream those beautiful dreams, okay? And you are dreaming, but you can dream in broader perspectives, Queen, okay?
I agree.
Okay? And it's just, I'm getting, Queen, you are an alchemist. You can transform. You can raise that vibration and just go to all these beautiful higher planes of existence. Correct?
Correct.
I just feel like your vibration is just like really, you know, raising, and it's beautiful. It's getting higher and higher. And I'm getting, you know, you've got to let go and don't allow ego to keep you where you are, because you're meant for so many greater things, Queen. Okay. And you have to, you know, you've got to believe that you are not limited, okay? And believe that anything is possible, because it is. So this is sort of a message, I think. This is a little bit of a message, though, that you've got to step out of your comfort zone. Okay, because I don't know, do you realize that you have actually set limitations upon yourself, Queen? Because I'm getting the word limitation.
Yes.
Okay, well, we need a little healing, because there's no need for those limitations, Queen. Okay, so, and we just want to, you know, help you to really, you know, to really put ego in its place and to go forward. And again, you've got to think in broader terms. You've got to expand your thinking, okay? Because you are more magnificent than yourself to be, okay? So imagine, I just see you on this grand stage, and there's people coming forward, and the crowd is growing. You're touching so many people, and everywhere you go, the crowd just gets larger and larger. And it's like you just, it's, you know, you're at home with all this. This feels wonderful. Okay? So you've got to visualize all that and let it come into your, you know, into your world. So what I'm getting now, Mother Mary is with you, and she's wrapping her beautiful blue blanket around you, and she wants you to have more freedom. So what I'm getting, Queen, actually some of this, the thinking that you have that's holding you back was actually from your mother, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So Mother Mary is here to help you to release, like, any, you know, old or maybe heavy emotions that are connected with your mother. But we are going to have Barbara Grace come forward as well, and to really help you, you know, to truly release right now and to be able to go forward on your beautiful path, Queen, okay? Does that make sense to you? Okay, and to really, you know, like, be aware. Like, I'm getting, you have to be a little bit more aware. There's some emotions that maybe you're not even realizing. There may be thoughts that maybe confuse you a little bit. And ego is there and saying, Queen, you can't go forward. You know, you have to stay where you are. And that is so not true. So we've got to get rid of that ego, Ginger is saying. We've, you know, and really help you to go forward and be where you need to be. And feel safe and enjoy every step of the journey. You have so many divine beings with you. I see family. And they're all saying, you know, it is safe, Queen. It is safe to go forward. Please relax. And this will help to get rid of maybe any stress that you're feeling. And to really help you to take action and get where you need to be, Queen, okay?
Yes.
Okay. So there's a spiritual healing taking place as we are connecting. And I just see Mother Mary, and she's with Kuan Yin, and I just see their beautiful, beautiful love filling your heart, surrounding you, healing. And they're asking that you visualize, like, everything is healed in your life, every relationship, every situation. And it's healing through the power of love. But we also need Barbara Grace to come in, okay? And the last message that I have, Queen, is that you've got to realize you believe, you know, what you create, you believe, and then you create. So you've got to watch what you're thinking, because that's what you are creating, okay?
Yes, I know, to be true.
So we've got to get rid of those beliefs that you're holding on to, there's fears that you're holding on to, and they have to go. There's no reason that they're there, okay? And we're going to get rid of those fears and beliefs and just, you know, replace them with love, light, and wisdom. Because you have the wisdom within, and we're going to allow it to come forward to help you get to where you need to be. And Ginger is saying, girlfriend, don't let anybody hold you back. You are limitless, okay?
I accept. I know I am. And thank you so much, Medical DC.
Oh, thank you, Queen. Okay, Barbara, it's interesting. Auntie Barbara, come on. Come on in and, you know, work your magic here.
Before I get my blessings from the Anointed One, DC, I just want to say, with all the wonderful messages you gave me, how blessed I really am. And
In your presence, I am equally blessed. So I honor you, too.
Well, we should, you know, continue to flow as we grow in the sisterhood of the goddesses. But I had just this morning, just before the show, lit the candles for my ancestral altar. So you brought in my family, and you brought in Mother Mary. Yeah. I had mentioned before that my mother's name was Mary. So I just wanted to just, you know, confirm that, because you've never done that, my family. And so I just wanted to confirm that with all the other beautiful things I am in harmony with that you said. And now I am so looking forward to hearing what the Anointed One has to say.
Okay, well, you know what?
Thank you.
Before Barbara comes in, she's actually handing you a chalkboard, and she's saying, come on now, Queen, create a better picture. So she wants you to start drawing that beautiful picture, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Auntie Barbara.
Okay, so first we're going to do some Dear Innate statements, and then we'll see what comes next. So repeat after me. Dear Innate, I love my mother.
Dear Innate, I love my mother.
Dear Innate, I release my mother with love.
Dear Innate, I release my mother with love.
Dear Innate, I am not required to be my mother.
Dear Innate, I am not required to be my mother.
Dear Innate, I accept myself with love.
Dear Innate, I accept myself with love.
Dear Innate, I love my family.
Dear Innate, I love my family.
Dear Innate, I am not required to be my family.
Dear Innate, I am not required to be my family.
Dear Innate, I release my family with love.
Dear Innate, I release my family with love.
Dear Innate, I am uniquely me.
Dear Innate, I am uniquely me.
Dear Innate, I completely love and accept my unique self.
Dear Innate, I completely love and accept my unique self.
Dear Innate, I have the freedom to be me with love.
Dear Innate, I have the freedom to be me with love.
Dear Innate, I release the past with love.
Dear Innate, I release the past with love.
Dear Innate, I accept myself with love.
Dear Innate, I accept myself.
And take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
I was going to say, may I speak? I didn't even have to really ask. It feels like I want to say that while I was saying those and in a place that I do movement and other things, I was saying them out loud, clearly. And I could see them being part of what I, like when I finally soon get my YouTube video with me doing some movement. And she's saying the innate statements. And of course, I might even just clip this one. And then it's done, and your voice is in there. So, of course, I will, again, share you with the world in that way. So I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Thank you.
You're welcome. I don't see anyone waiting with a message. Wow, that's so unusual for you.
He said my cup is
running. Well, Barbara, I have another message. I have a small little message.
Uh-huh.
And the message is, Queen, transformation is here. Embrace it. All the old way of doing things, they're over, they're gone. It's sort of like when you open up, you know, like an old album of photos, okay? They're very distant memories, and it's sort of like, you know, like, okay, well, that happened in the past, but, you know, I'm in the now. So you've got to see things now after you had that amazing healing from a new perspective, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So don't be, you know, don't be thinking, oh, my gosh, what is going on? Because I sort of see, like, Ginger showed me, you're walking, and things are just, like, falling away from you, okay? You're ridding yourself of the old. Your frequency is magnificent, and it's just, it's raising. So there may be, you know, like, people, too, that no longer, you know, will resonate with you because your frequency is so much higher, Queen, okay? And there will be new people stepping forward that embrace that new level of, you know, awareness, your higher vibration, okay? And we have Mother Mary. She is with you. And she, again, is just, you know, she's filling you with the amazing love that she's been filling with everyone with since the beginning, you know, of this show. And that love is going to drive you forward. And again, I'm getting, Queen, you are an alchemist, as is Mother Mary, okay? So keep believing in yourself and believe in the power of love, okay?
Mm-hmm. I have a question, if I may. You saw me on a stage, and you saw many people, the crowd's growing, and which is, you know, I accept. When that was happening, I was to ask you, did you see yourself, did you see the Anointed One there from time to time with me?
You know, it was hard to see because angels had a spotlight on you. On the stage, there may have been others with you, but the spotlight was on you, Queen.
Okay.
When you going forward in your own divine timing. Okay, and I do get the words co-creating, so you are not there alone. Okay? And
mm-hmm.
I'm getting like, there's no need to rush anything. We're not going to hurry or anything, but I'm getting the word soon. You will understand the plan, okay?
I'm seeing it. I'm feeling it. Good. Wonderful. Yes.
Yes. Well, you should, but it's just beautiful. My goodness. Beautiful. And I'm getting the word success around you, Queen. You are moving kind of fast. And Ginger is like pulling one side of you, and I have Joan Rivers pulling the other side. They're trying to help you expand, but I'm saying that's not the way we expand. We've got to do it differently. From within, and we've got to do it slowly. So I'm telling them, please, guys, slow down a little bit. We don't want to like expand, Queen, in this way. And
you
Ginger's
know,
saying, well, Mom, we're just
funny.
Trying to help evolve our soul's desires. And I said, I know your intentions are good, but we're going to just let, you know, the angels come in and the divine and let everything manifest in Queen's divine timing. And Ginger's laughing. She said, okay, I've got it. So she showed me a crock pot, and she's putting stuff, like, in this crock pot. And when you put it in, they're just all ingredients, correct, Queen? But when you leave
mm-hmm.
and you come back, you know, 8 hours later or whatever, you've created something really magnificent.
Got it. tastes good too. Delicious.
So Ginger is saying, okay, she's saying, Queen, keep believing in those amazing dreams. Don't stop. And they're all manifesting as we're all connecting. And she's saying, way to go, Queen. And just know that you're here to inspire and make a difference in the world. And you illuminate all the souls that you come in contact with.
We are all important in the world. That's why we're here.
We are. We truly, truly are.
Wow.
Ooh, thank you so much. Oh, you are so welcome. So, so welcome. Okay, I have a question now. What do you do in regard to healing, Queen?
You know, while you were saying about the pulling and the stretching on the physical, I was chuckling, and I did kind of chuckle out loud, that I have been going to physical therapy, and I have been stretching, literally stretching. I'm so much better for it.
Okay, but you know, you're going to physical therapy, but Ginger's saying, why aren't you using your own healing abilities, Queen? You are a healer. You are a powerful, powerful, powerful healer.
Because I am powerful, and I am a healer, but I went to physical therapy because I was in an automobile accident, but I learned from them things about my body that I was not aware of, and
okay.
I learned how to power myself and strengthen my body, touching muscles that even though having been a dancer for a long time, I was not even aware of. So aspects of myself, and that's why I inserted that, because I'm stretching out and learning about myself, more pieces of me.
Ginger's saying she's disclosing more. She's saying anti-listening. Queen has a little bit of fear about her healing abilities.
I'm going to say this too. The place that I went into, when the physician sent me to the physical therapist, which I didn't want to go to because I thought the people that do your bones, I can't think of what it is, but you know when they stretch you out one time and you're aligned.
Yes.
I wanted to go there.
Yep.
And she sent me to a place,
okay.
And I go in there, and the guy says, the wonderful person said, he said, you live too far away. They shouldn't even be sending you this far, blah, 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 blah. He found me the place I went to. This place is magic. I just want you to know. I didn't just go into any old place. It's a magical place. So, no, I'm not afraid of my physical ability. But
you know what? I have to ask Barbara. Barbara, are you picking up anything? Because I'm getting there's still a fear that Queen is this magnificent healer and she's not resonating with it as of yet. Did we lose Auntie Barbara?
No, I'm here. I'm just looking.
Okay, so Ginger's saying, Auntie Barbara, have you been listening? Queen has to let go of those fears. She is a miraculous healer, and she's not really resonating with it.
Okay.
You
Let's
know,
see
I,
how
I brought healing into the people that were there. You're not seeing from this perspective whoever's speaking to me. There was light there. It's a place that I recommend others go to. I'm not calling them to me because they have gifts of they're healers. I went into a place where healers are. So no, I accept your point of view, but I know what the blessing of going. I'm going to miss them, even though I'm stronger. I'm going to miss them because the spirits touch my heart and my body. And my consciousness. So, you know, that's my point of view on that situation. But I will hear the blessings.
Okay, so we are just going to do some statements, and these statements are just going to take you to a higher level of evolution. So it's not a matter of, there's always room for more.
Limitlessness, of course.
Yes, exactly. So just repeat after me. Dear Innate, I fully accept that I am a healer.
Dear Innate, I fully accept that I am a healer.
Dear Innate, I allow my healing abilities to grow with love.
Dear Innate, I allow my healing abilities to grow with love.
Dear Innate, I naturally radiate the light from within.
Dear Innate, I naturally radiate the light from within.
Dear Innate, the light from within me is pure love.
Dear Innate, the light from within me is pure love.
Dear Innate, there is nothing more powerful than love.
Dear Innate, there is nothing more powerful than love.
Dear Innate, I change people's lives just by being.
Uh-oh. I accept that. Dear Innate, I change people's lives just by being.
Dear Innate, my life is not about what I do. It's about who I am being.
Dear Innate, my life is not about what I do. It's about who I am being.
Dear Innate, I am being love.
Dear Innate, I am being love.
Dear Innate, I am the power of love.
Dear Innate, I am the power of love.
Dear Innate, I am the glory of love.
Dear Innate, I am the glory of love.
Dear Innate, I am the healing of love.
Dear Innate, I am the healing of love.
Dear Innate, I am unconditional love.
Dear Innate, I am unconditional love.
Just take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Like, I want to make sure I ask your permission to clip this, because you know, it's right. I'm ready to go forward with this. So I love it. Love it. Your voice, my voice, movement. Yes.
And yes, you always have my permission.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to this. Yes, that's why I was told to ask. acknowledge, or even for anyone listening, think they could just take your stuff and do whatever they wanted with it, you know. Anyway, wow, what a beautiful day it is to be more of for all eternity. Thank you, DC. Look what you triggered.
Okay, did we lose DC? I don't know. She may be she's still here, but she may be muted dealing with Jackson.
That little boy is quite something.
He is.
He
really is.
Yeah.
Okay, now let me check and see if maybe they're giving me a message for you now. Actually, I'm seeing that the three of us are standing in a circle of goddesses. And then around the circle of goddesses, there's a circle of male divine entities. So there's a balance of the female and the male. And
just this beautiful energy flowing into us. Okay, and Divine Mother's there now. And there's this beautiful energy flowing out from her heart into each of us. And she's saying, I anoint you in the power of love. And it's like I can see these auras around us, and they're just expanding and getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger than the universe. So yeah, we are opened up to love. Ooh. Ah. Mm-hmm. And Whitney singing in the background.
She can sing.
Mm-hmm.
Whitney. She's here too. She's multifaceted, of course. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I can feel energy moving in my third eye. I don't know exactly what's going on, but I can feel something there.
Well, mine is vision. Like I said, she popped in, kind of casual dress. Dark colors. Come on, Whitney. Or did you really like to dress down like that? Let the real you. Ooh. Okay. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so you're going to be getting a download of love for a while, so just enjoy.
I am. Yes, I'm going to clip this when it's done. Have some more fun. The energy should be magnetic. This is what to call the video. It'll come to me. And not even call it a video. Well, they're going to the Goddess Temple Palace, but, you know, it'll come to me what we are doing. The collective energy, and DC's energy is definitely part of it. So somewhere, how, you know. I like it. Namaste. Namaste, beautiful one. Namaste, queen. She's back right on time. This is like, you know, harmony today. Great harmony.
All right. Namaste. Apparently you were the only one who was supposed to be on today's show.
It was fine with me. I was.
Me too.
It was beautiful. Beyond beautiful.
It was beautiful. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I'm getting Aretha one is coming in. And she's standing next to me with you as well, Queen.
Are they telling me to sing? I think I need to sing some more.
She's smiling and she loves your energy as well, and she wants you to believe in yourself. Have a little bit of R-E-S-P-E-C-T. She's saying a little prayer for you. She's saying a change is going to come.
I love it. What was the last one? Everything I need. Is that what you said?
Ever-changing time, she's saying.
I'm still not hearing it.
Yeah,
everything
so she's,
in time.
She's with
she
said you,
everything
you know?
In time.
Yes, and just you just got to make it, Queen. You just got to make it.
I can make it. That's what I do. Make things happen.
Yes,
I make
so.
Hi. Yep. I'm out of here. Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Mercury retrograde. Yep. It's been touching me.
Yep, that sure is. And I'm not even resonating. Barbara, what's your dear and age statement for retrograde? Let's say it right
dear
now. We need that dear and age statement for that retrograde.
Dear Renate, I love when Mercury is in retrograde.
Okay.
I do too.
I love it too.
I
okay.
Do too.
Yeah, it makes life a little bit more exciting. I know that.
It just makes things more interesting.
It
Don't
does.
Make it a problem.
And I
have, just allow yourself to love
it. Mary and Jesus were with me as my computer was, you know, getting booted back up. I was like, oh my goodness, not now.
If not now, when?
Yeah. Oh, I.
Oh, I got to go. I got to go. Hi. Much love and peace and dreams. The dream of the biggest dream you could ever dream. Now and forevermore. Namaste.
Okay.
Ginger, you need to take a bubble bath today. Yes, and if you can dream it, you can do it, Queen.
Okay. She has gone off to take her bubble bath or whatever. All right, DC, that is our show for today. Such lovely
energy.
Beautiful.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Amazing, amazing energy.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, everyone, good.
I have my vitamin D, Barbara.
Yes, me too. And for go ahead.
Ginger is saying, I honor all of my feelings because feeling is healing. She's getting wiser and wiser.
Yes, she is. And they also want everyone to remember that feelings are also temporary, so don't feel overwhelmed by your feelings because they always change.
They do.
Okay.
Beautiful.
DC and I will be back on Sunday evening on Sacred Embers channel. And you guys are welcome.
Barbara, I may not be back Sunday. I might have to wait till Tuesday.
Okay. Well, you can check and see.
Ginger is telling me I have to party like a rock star. My birthday is upcoming this week, and she's saying, let the fun begin.
Oh, okay. Well, if you're going to have fun, I can understand it. Well, we all wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. And we're going to send Joan is coming by in the red convertible with Ginger, so they're saying jump in. And then they're going to pick up Queen after they pick you up.
I don't know. You guys get into an awful lot of stuff there, but that's okay.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll connect again on Tuesday, Barbara.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, everyone, for listening, and we send you lots and lots of love. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.